Very good evening to you. Welcome along to the Power Hour on this Friday evening. Now, the Power Hour is all about applying God's word in prayer. And in fact, God tells us to pray about everything and in every circumstance. But I'd like to leave the first words of the program to Mother Teresa.
Where does this love begin? In our own family, in our own home. How does it begin? By praying together. Family that prays together stays together. And if you stay together, you will love one another as God loves each one of you. Today, in the world, there's so much suffering because of that one of prayer, of unity in the family. So today, when we are together, let us make one strong resolution that we will bring prayer in our family, that we will teach our children to pray and pray with them. And you will see the joy and the love and the peace that will come into your hearts. Because the fruit of prayer is the deepening of faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Works of love are works of peace.
I love that, and it's something I believe that we had to play once again. And I would like to thank Brother in Christ, Meiti Sithoa, very much for actually sending that video to us, for making me aware of that, so that we can share that with all of you. Just imagine if all of us stopped to pray for our families. What would that be? Not only our biological families, but think about also our families at work, our families at church, the people that we come across every day, even if you were to consider your neighbour as part of your family. Each and every one of us are human. Each and every one of us are here on this earth. Jesus Christ became human on the earth that he might have a chance of finding out what it was like to be a human. So he knows what is like. He knows each and every one of our difficulties. He knows our stumbling points. And he went into the communities, right where the people were, to find out about them, to love them, to cherish them. And that is really what each one of us must do. But the first thing that we need to do is to pray. Prayer is a way of showing love. And as Mother Teresa said, it is about service as well. The Bible tells us that the greatest thing of all is love. And that is something that God has for each one of us. Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is what the Bible tells us in John 3 verse 16 about what Jesus Christ did on the cross for each one of us. God loved us while we are still sinners. We are barely saved by grace who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. So why is prayer so very, very important? And how can prayer have a meaningful impact on the earth? Many times, we're just talking about this today, many times when people are in trouble, they pray and they actually call Jesus' name out in prayer. And Jesus is not, he doesn't ignore prayers from the heart when people are struggling. But he listens to that. As he listens to all of humanity, he's there interceding for us when we don't realise that it's him. How does prayer work? Prayer works because we remind God of his promises to us. When we remind God through his word of his promises. And so the power aspect of it comes from applying God's word in prayer and allowing God's Spirit to do the rest for us. God's Spirit comes because of God's grace to us, because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. And though each one of us who profess Christ as Lord and Saviour, we get it wrong so much of the time, yet God by his grace allows us to come into his presence and to call on God's Spirit, to call on God's word, to make that happen. And that is the basis of prayer. When we pray from the heart for our families, for our friends, for our neighbours, even for the leaders of our countries, God is ready to listen to each and every one of those things. I pray that even these words might strike a chord with you who are listening, either to this broadcast directly or indeed to the podcast, which will go out later on. Let's go and put a few things into prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I'm deeply aware that there are lots of people who don't hold the same understanding or values that we do, who don't really understand properly the whole ethos of what it is to pray for our families or our friends or our relations. And yet, Lord, in praying for these people, we are caring for them, we're loving them, and we're exploring your presence in a greater and deeper way. We're growing in our faith because we're seeing the results of prayer. And listeners, even through prayer, I have been able to see God's hand in my life. You come to a situation sometimes and you think, what's actually going on here? This is way beyond my comfort zone. Yes, God intends it to be that way. When we actually say, Lord, I don't understand this, help, God listens. And he is able, much more than we could ever understand or believe, to know, to help us. And we can look back after something's happened and say, yes, God was surely with me. As I look back over my life, I say, God was surely with me. And he meant those things to happen so that just perhaps I might learn a lesson. Just perhaps we might realise that we shouldn't be doing certain things. God wants us to trust in him because only in God are things possible. And when we pray, we allow God to move. So in our prayer times, we're going to start off with the family, but we're also going to pray about other things in our communities, things that we see on the news, about people who perhaps are ill. I've got a number of things coming to mind. So we're going to pray about all these things, but first of all, about our families. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, there's so many people wondering how they can change something in their families. Please give them faith as you have given to me faith and belief that you can make the difference in those situations. I know that you can, and other people need to see that. So on their behalf, Lord God, I ask, and Lord God, I pray, and intercede for them, whether they are undergoing situations where they're divorced, whether it's a father-child relationship, or a mother-child relationship, or an aunt-child relationship, or whatever it may be, Lord God. There's so many values in today's world, so much teaching, so many misunderstandings, Lord God, that can and do occur. and I often wonder how to make things right. Yet, it's not by me that you make things right. It's by you and by your Spirit. Not only learning to trust in you, but recognizing when you're doing things. How many times is it, Lord, that I have prayed about something and you have answered? And you've answered much better than I could ever thought possible. You've done it, Lord. You did it for me. And you'll do it for these good people. The people, Lord God, who are crying day in, day out, that they might have justice, that they might have hope when there does seem to be no hope. Lord, I pray for these people that even just for once, but I pray twice, three times, four times, as many times, Lord God, as it takes for them to receive in their heart the love that you have for them as you have for me, that they might experience your love, they would experience the answers to prayer that they have been seeking over and over and over again. You said, "The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." But I acknowledge, Lord, that it's only by your righteousness that I can say this. Thank you, Lord, that you have made this to be so. That you are encouraging for us a true reliance on you. Lord, this radio station, Lord God, is based on faith. It's based on prayer. It's based on hope. It's certainly based on love. You've given us a love for others, a desire to reach out, to meet people, Lord God, exactly where they are. And the whole purpose, Lord, of having this prayer program is to meet people where they are, that the prayers would affect people all over the world, in their workplaces, in their families, right at the top of government, in industry, in finance, in leisure, in media, in computers, in medicine, in whatever area, in sport, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the families of those athletes and the para-athletes who have been enabled to achieve much more than they could ever think of was possible, because not only were you with them, but you have given them loving families to do that. And I say to each and every one of you people, God has given you a purpose on this earth. He has given other people a purpose on this earth, a purpose to reach out, to love, to help each other, not to war against each other, but to help each other. And Lord God, that you would take away the differences from people, that people might learn to love each other, not hate each other, not have differences, but Lord God, even as I saw in a devotional recently, celebrate the differences and work through those differences to ensure that people are truly able to live life to the full. Lord, that is what we're about as a radio station, celebrating life lived to the full. Thank you, Lord, for that. I know when people come to me and they express to me concerns that they have, and I got given to me a Bible passage, or certainly I came across it, Philippians 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests before God. This has helped me, this particular passage. This particular passage has helped me a great deal to understand that God operates in a different way from our understanding. God has placed me in situations where I have been having to rely on God. Though I've often quoted it, the situation where I might have had to give evidence against a friend, and I didn't want to go to court. But yet God said to me, "Do I not know the end from the beginning. Once I had accepted that, a few seconds later came a phone call saying, "You don't have to attend court." That was a wonderful answer to prayer for me, but it took a challenge and it took my acceptance. But it's all about relying on God. It's all about not being anxious, not allowing the what-ifs of life to get to you. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests before God. That can be the case where you are right now, perhaps in your job situation. Maybe you're facing unemployment or losing a job. It may be that you are struggling, yes, in your family life, perhaps with a sibling, perhaps with a parent, perhaps with an uncle or aunt. Who may have different values. God is faithful in every single one of those situations. And it is God who is able to make us stand in every situation. There's a Bible verse several Bible verses, in fact, which refer to trusting in God rather than in the wisdom of man. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 5. We can thank God that our nation will not let its faith rest on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God and the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 5. Whatever the situation, listeners, there is a word from God for each and every situation. I'm slowly getting there. I hope and pray once again that these programs are going to be a blessing to you as we go through this. I'm almost literally letting God give me the words for this program. God is guiding me in what to say. Now you may think rubbish, but he is. And I can thank God for that. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for his love. And I thank God that his plans are to prosper and not to harm. Plans to give hope and a future. That's not only for me, but that's for you. And if you're wondering where that comes from, it's Jeremiah 29 verse 11. That's another verse that has kept me going when life has looked difficult and I had to rely on things and things were taken out of my control. God is faithful. And when I look back, I can see how God has placed me in Aberdeen for just such a time as this. And when you look back in the Bible, back to the book of Esther, Esther became queen for just such a time as was needed for her to reach out and save the Jews who were going to be killed. You, in turn, are in place for just such a time as being able to pray for a friend, a neighbour, a family member. You are there for just such a time as this. It may also be time to pray for a healing. And I know that someone is actually, from a friend of mine, and she knows someone whose brain is actually bleeding inside and they're getting terrible headaches. So we're going to pray right now that this gentleman is going to make a full recovery, but not only for him, but for other people in a like situation, whether they're in hospital or at home, whether they're recovering from a stroke or a heart attack or a bad injury or an illness, there is hope for each one of us. God is healer. God is love, and he is fully able. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to raise this gentleman, I believe his name is Bill, up and pray, Lord God, that not only for him, but for everyone else in a like situation, that you will fully heal Bill so that he can be back with his wife again. He can be back with his family again. He can lead a life that is full, just as you have said. Your word says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Then you said, I've come that they may have life to the full. And Lord God, this is what we're about as Gospel for Grampian, to declare this life to the full, giving quality and meaning back into people's lives again. Lord God, the people who we are addressing are parts of families. They are members of families from all over the world. Some of them may well feel that they have lost their place in life. They may well feel that life holds no purpose for them anymore. Only you, Lord God, can turn that around. Only you, Lord God, can give these people a place back in life. Make them feel loved and worthwhile. Not only that, Lord, but restore to them a fullness of life, even as they are, right where they are, Lord. You can restore to these people a fullness of life. Thank you, Lord, that you have answered this prayer, that you have answered the other prayers that I've prayed tonight, prayers for healing, prayers for restoration of relationships and family, prayers indeed for, I pray for wisdom at the heart of government, a wisdom, and not only a wisdom, but that real justice at the heart of the legal system, not just a man-made wisdom and justice, but a wisdom and justice that comes directly from you. That justice will be applied. And Lord God, let there be righteousness throughout. Lord, your word also speaks about, blessed are you when you hunger and thirst for righteousness. And Lord God, we are praying for that. We are praying to raise up those who are poor, those who are weak, fatherless, afflicted, destitute, and persecuted, those who are needy, those who are strangers and widows. Lord, your heart is for all these people. You want there to be righteousness in every aspect, sector of society. So, Lord God, we come before you asking for that righteousness. We come before you asking for justice in every sector of society, at every level. I pray, Lord God, that those who don't know any better, those who have chosen a different way, might even have an opportunity to come to salvation. That they might know your love, that they might know that they don't have to follow that way just because their life has been what they might think ordered in such a way. It needn't be, Lord. You have a plan and purpose for each one of us, and you have exhorted us at Gospel for Grampian to go out and to bring people to salvation, to give the opportunity for salvation. We're asking for this, Lord God. In fact, Lord, we're not just asking for this at a local level. We're asking for this at an international level. In fact, Lord, we're asking, Lord God, that this station might reach the full intended 7 billion people throughout the world, at least to have a chance of hearing the gospel and experiencing the love of Jesus Christ, families, industry, leaders being impacted at every corner of the globe, just because of your love. You put this onto our heart, Lord, and if you help us, we will do it. Lord, we believe you can, and Lord God, you will. We believe, Lord God, that through our prayers now tonight, and through the intercessors, through those praying on this Friday evening for justice in their areas, in their communities, we add our prayers to that. And we thank you, Lord, that you've heard these prayers and you are bringing about justice. You are bringing about righteousness. You are bringing about an end to corruption. You are bringing about an end to the strongholds that can so dog people's lives. And I thank you, Lord, that you do that. Thank you, Lord, that instead of the strongholds, as people cast them aside, you'll bring about love, compassion, tenderness, kindness, self-control, patience, goodness, faithfulness, but also humility, compassion, service, and, Lord God, boldness. Help each and every one of your people to be bold for you. Lord God, we're looking not only for all these qualities in all of your people to come and make a difference right where they are. Each and every person is relevant. Each and every person who has stated you are Lord and Saviour is relevant in the work of bringing the harvest in. Each and every person is relevant to your purposes, your love. Each and every person who has accepted Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour should take a part and should not be put down by anyone, particularly not within the church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you can do this. We're praying right now for this unity in love, responding in unity to ensure that each and every person, each and every family may be given an opportunity for salvation, an opportunity to receive the wonderful news of your gospel, an opportunity to be part of your family. Because listeners, directly when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, whether you realise it immediately or not, you are part of God's family and you can come to God boldly, asking God in prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests before God. You can do that. That is a heritage which is given to you through what Jesus Christ did on the cross. You can intercede for others. You can intercede for your families. Let's come into another time of prayer right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we've thought much about different situations. You've given boldness. And now I pray that all of your people, all those who have accepted you as Lord and Saviour, would realise and grasp hold of the heritage that we have in you. The heritage that is offered by your grace, by the salvation that you've offered to us, and come boldly and with prayer and ask about all different things, not for selfish reasons, but because, Lord, we love our neighbour. Where we are lacking in love for our neighbours and for our families and for our friends, please give us, Lord, that love that we so lack. So that when someone wrongs us, Lord, we might forgive. And Lord, so be like you, as you were, as you are. And so, Lord, you've said to us, when someone wrongs you, we don't just forgive them 7 times, but 77 times or 70 times 7, keep on forgiving, just as you have forgiven us. Lord, that we would be like you. Thank you for giving this to us, a heritage, a mandate to prayer. Amen. Okay, listeners, I have to say that for this program, this is all we're going to be doing for tonight. Next week, we'll have Colin and Madeline Windsor from Journey of the Christian Faith Ministries into the studio with us. So it'll be a great pleasure. And Colin and Madeline have a real heart and a passion to pray about revival. But as we've looked at tonight in prayer and through God's word, revival starts from in here. And I pray just now, prayers that might actually start that process of revival into our hearts. Let's just work through this week, this next week, and we are going to look forward to what Colin and Madeline are going to be sharing with us next week as they come to share, as they come to pray. Listeners, we would also welcome your comments. If God has done something special in your lives, then we would ask you to be in touch with us. Let us know if God's done something or if this program has impacted you. The way to do that is to send an email to info@g4g.org.uk. There's also our Facebook page. It's simply Gospel Number 4 Grampian. And there's also our Twitter feed. It's @GospelNumber4. And you can do a hashtag with the word prayer answers. And then we would love to hear from you on that. We've got some great music coming up for you. Some lovely hymns to take us all the way up until 8 o'clock tonight. From Kingsway, Keswick Praise, Classic Gold, and also from Sold Out as well. But for the moment, I bid you good night and have a great weekend.